The Art of Prosperity series for Chartered Accountants of Australia and New Zealand.
Hi, I'm Stuart Bocking, the host of Your Business Day. And today we're talking about the future of work with the CEO of Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand, Lee White. So Lee, we talk about the future of work. You look at it these days, labour has never been as mobile as it is now.
And that's a huge trend. How labour can now move between countries, move between different types of sectors. And how do they do it? It's all through the use of technology. So the technology is the great enabler to that flexibility of the workforce.
We hear a lot about globalisation. People can look at it as a negative. But in terms of employers, employees, I mean, we're all a part of this big global village now.
We sure are, which means that we all have to respect the village responsibilities, but also you get to enjoy the benefits. And the benefits is if you've got the talent, you can take your talent to different countries and enjoy being able to contribute.
You look at some of the work done by Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand and Deloitte Access Economics. Two-thirds of early career Australians believe their job won't exist or fundamentally change in the next 15 years. You've even seen it within your own industry.
No doubt about it. And what that means, therefore, for the future sustainability of our country, we need to equip people with great skills, train them in different ways, and that's all about the delivery of education. And importantly, still, a real value of being flexible and adaptable.
So when you think about that, from the viewpoint of a chartered accountant, the perspective you bring to it, how can you assist with those sort of challenges?
Well, we deliver education, and therefore the manner in which we deliver education, not just to our members, but to our future members and to others in the community, needs to be done in a way that's digestible and usable. So the flexibility of education that we provide is incredibly important to the country's prosperity.
And then, of course, that relates to how you deal with clients, because so often now it's not simply just tax, it's not simply just audit, it's a whole range of services that chartered accounting firms offer.
Well, our members in practice want to make sure they deliver the very best services. And as business is changing and as businesses are changing, we've got to make sure that our members are well equipped to deliver the variety of services that business wants. And that's good for the community.
I suppose one of the other things as well, you can sometimes see change as a bad thing, but one of the beauties that many of the skills of a chartered accountant can bring is how you can harness some of the advantages of change.
That's true. And right at the heart of that is the attitude about flexibility and being able to see change for what it is. But importantly, Stuart, there's one fundamental that remains constant, and that's our adherence to integrity and ethics.
Yeah, and that's a very important part that a chartered accountant can bring, which we'll look at shortly. In terms of businesses attracting, incentivising, keeping talent, what are some of the things that you can suggest for business to assist in areas like that?
Well, there's probably a couple of main things to increase their employability or their value to future employees. The first is certainly making sure that they are focused on delivery of training and development to their people. So obviously that's a real way in which you can retain and attract talent, because it's a very competitive market. The second is you must invest a significant amount of money into technology, because therefore your workforce will feel they're equipped to do the very best they can for the organisation and ultimately for the benefit of our country.
What are some of the big challenges faced by the changing nature of work?
Probably the biggest challenge is we're human. And when you feel change and it's not something you can touch or you can control or you can slow down and you can advance, that can be quite confronting. And so an important piece is just allowing people to understand and appreciate the impact so that they can move and move with a degree of ease. Never saying this is easy to do, but that is the biggest challenge, us being humans.
As a chartered accountant, you go into a firm, you have a look at the way a business is operating with a fresh set of eyes. What are some of the challenges you face professionally in terms of suggesting to someone, well, maybe there are better ways of running your business?
Well, I think you've hit it right on the head. It's that ability to communicate and genuinely bring a different perspective to those that are running the organisation so that you can encourage and genuinely see change as a good and an opportunity for that business.
And some of the attributes that members of your organisation can bring to that?
Well, the attributes will be of a couple of different styles. One is an ability to persuade. So the communication skills are incredibly important here. The level of trust, that goes hand in hand with the communication. And importantly as well, an ability to look forward. Now, we can't always pick the future, but if you can use your skills, gather the right data and analyse it, you can present a range of options for the future. And that's quite exciting.
It's interesting too, you think about the future of work, and if you said to someone years ago, I want to be an accountant, you know, that, oh, you've got to be good at maths.
Fantastic.
You've got to be good at maths. You'd say, terrific, yes, I'll sign you up today. But you think today, it's so much beyond that because we've got computer systems, software that can do all of the basic adding up.
Sure.
It goes so much beyond that, doesn't it?
So the skills and attributes of a chartered accountant certainly have evolved and evolved very quickly. Yes, there's always some grounding in what you might call is the basic finance and economic fundamentals, but now we need to make sure not only the communication skills are strong, but certainly the analysis and the use of professional judgment. And right at this moment, a lot of focus on how well equipped to use data.
Do you think that brings another level of credibility for chartered accountants, given that the profession itself has seen a lot of changes? You see a lot of businesses, you work with a lot of businesses going through change, and so you can work together bringing your experience of this change to other businesses?
Yes, I do. And I think it's back to that old cliche, not only are you advising and encouraging, you've walked in the shoes of many businesses. Mm. So many chartered accountants are running their own businesses, whether in practice or in business, and therefore they're able to demonstrate how they've been able to evolve and be flexible. And I think that's quite a compelling story.
When you do approach a client and you start talking about some of the ins and outs of businesses, how long would you take to assess how a business is travelling before you start giving them advice?
I think what you'd find with most chartered accountants is before they've even walked in the door of a potential new client, they would have done a fair degree of research already and have some of the really key areas of challenge and opportunity well set out, particularly for whatever industry it might be. The value add really comes then into asking the exact questions, not about the past, not even about the present, but about the future and picking the trends that might affect this business. That's where you'd be well prepared.
We talk about the future of work for this segment. Do you think enough businesses give enough thought to where the future might be for their business in 5-10 years' time?
Well, no, not at all. And I don't think they unpack the implications of change on a forward-looking piece. So what does this mean for my talent? Will I always have these people I've got now? How much technology do I need to invest? What do I need to do in terms of education and development? What will the markets look like? And why aren't I exploring more of the global markets?
And you think that's where chartered accountants can create a few of those light bulb moments for some of these businesses?
That's the value. That's the energising piece, that when you get the right relationships, whether in a business or you're advising a business, the chartered accountant can be the catalyst to driving forward the success of that business.
What's one tip you could give to business managers as they prepare for some of these changes?
The best tip I could give would be to actually have an open mind and think in ways that perhaps have not been the ways of the past. Because if we've been successful in the past, there's a natural tendency to hold on to that, to repeat what was success looking like, and I think that's a great limiter. So the way that you keep open and refreshed in looking forward is the key.
From an industry viewpoint, as an overarching body, how do you help best prepare your own members, other chartered accountants, for those very sort of challenges?
Well, we connect our network. We've got 115,000 members in the family. There's a huge amount of wealth of experience there. So one of our key roles is to share that experience across the family so everyone is as well informed as each other. Through our education, making sure that the skills and the attributes of a CA are well prepared for the future, and certainly to ensure that there is the right advocacy at the national level on the issues that will really count in driving the success of this country.
Well, thanks, Lee. Some great insights on the future.
To learn more on how your business can prosper, visit charteredaccountantsanz.com.